Tucked away in the hills of Cattaraugus County, the former Nuclear Fuel Services reprocessing facility is generally out of sight and out of mind for most Western New Yorkers. It's a different story for those who work there. Opened in 1966, over its short life of operation, the facility handled 630 tons of radioactive fuel and produced 660,000 gallons of liquid waste. Phil Gambini of Investigative Post has been looking into the human cost of the facility. Good morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Gary.
Phil, first, the workers who were exposed to a variety of levels of radioactivity at the West Valley site, what have some of these workers experienced?
The workers that were exposed to radiation, some of them developed cancers and other serious illnesses, sometimes far later on in life, and in other cases shortly after their employment.
Let's talk about the ways in which they were exposed, because it was different, it seems, for different workers based on your reporting, I should say.
The facility employed about 200 full-time workers and 1,000 temporary workers in any given year. The full-time workers were involved in skilled technical processes that were hands-on related to the reprocessing efforts of this nuclear fuel. The temporary workers were ranged from construction laborers to do simple sort of contact repair tasks like screwing in light bulbs and turning screws. And those people were exposed in a, you might say, a less understood or controlled way. They were brought in essentially to absorb radiation that the skilled and technical workers could not.
And there was also problems with things like ventilation also was a problem for some of these workers?
Yes, this is really the dirty end of the nuclear business. And we should be clear, too, that this is the first and only time the U.S. has attempted to do this in a private setting, in a commercial setting. The facility was plagued by operational problems that resulted in at least 13 incidents exposing 36 individuals to excessive concentrations of radioactivity. That was all in the six years that this facility operated.
Where there is money available, right, for people who work there to get help. But at the same time, it sounds like there are a lot of people, perhaps, that have no idea that this program exists.
That's right, Jay. At least that's what the watchdog for the program, the Office of the Ombudsman. There's lots of people who worked in these industries, and there's varying levels of record integrity, especially when you're talking about work that may have taken place in the 1960s and the 1970s. So finding and contacting a lot of these people can be difficult, particularly if this wasn't an industry where they made their money, right? If they weren't a full-time worker who worked in this industry over a number of years, and this was perhaps, you know, a job they picked up as a moonlighter while they were out of work. Some of the federal records suggest that they were just young high school students that had recently graduated, or in some cases, skid row types that were down and out.
And in some cases, people would probably be glad to forget that they ever worked there. But at the same time, they are eligible for perhaps some sort of funding. What can they do to perhaps access this?
There's resource centers that you can contact both through email and telephone numbers online. The telephone number for the local office, 716-832-6200.
Phil Gambini of Investigative Post. Fine reporting, and as always, thanks for joining us on WBFO.
Thank you, Jake.